Nathan, fantastic to see you here, mate. It's great to be part of the Classic Wallabies. You can find out more through classicwallabies.com.au. But just getting everybody together, seeing a few old mates and telling a few old war stories and having a bit of fun. Just great to be here in Canamble, and it's one of the many gigs that the Classic Wallabies will get up to this year.
Yeah, as you said, it's a fantastic program. We get to get out just in the regional communities and really look to grow the sport of rugby in just all over Australia. And it is fantastic to be here in Canamble today. And, you know, I only wish the listeners could see the turnout, especially all the little kids running around. And, you know, now we're signing autographs, taking photos and just throwing the footy around, which is fantastic.
Great to see the Classic Wallaby is part of it as well. Logs of Cookie and also Matt coming up.
Absolutely. You know, Wallabies, Wallaroos, we all do the same thing. We've all got the same objective, and that's to grow the game. And, I'm meeting some of the Wallaroos for the first time, and they're just such fantastic ambassadors of the game of rugby.
Of course, you had a fantastic career having played for the Western Force and also the Wallabies yourself. And how do you reflect on that? Because it's funny enough, your actual parentage or your grandparentage is actually German, so you could have played for the Germans as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I could have, but, rugby's not big in Germany. And, you know, I'm only sort of 4 years post-playing and probably haven't really sat back, acknowledged or, you know, really sat back and looked at the time I played yet. At times you get sort of little bits here and there, and, you know, just getting that back out on your field and playing with some of the former Wallabies is just, it's fantastic. It does take you back a little bit, and you are proud of what you've achieved.
Well, now you're qualified. You can qualify to go and play for Germany now under the new rules.
Yeah, look, I think my days have passed, so I'm more than happy to be on the sidelines and watching now. So.
Well, you're now CEO of the Western Force. How do you see that interaction between yourselves, Matt Hodgson and also Twiggy Forrest? It's always something a little bit unique with some private money coming into the game, but it's really helped Rugby WA and the Western Force to not only survive but thrive.
Yeah, being CEO of Rugby WA has been really exciting. It's been a challenge, and, you know, having that support come through from Andrew and Tatarang and Mindaroo is just fantastic. And the money is going straight back into community, and which is great for the game and growing the sport, and we're doing some big things over in the West for rugby.
What do you think of the kids coming through now? You've got the Brad Laces of the world and the Harry Lloyds, or the Henry Lloyds, sorry, but we need to see more WA kids. Are you seeing that through the various pathways? Maybe the Force 15 Foundation or something like that, because it's always been the whinge of the shit shield clubs, keep poaching all their players, but some would argue now most of the players in the MLR are coming from the shit shield, but that's another story.
Yeah, look, the Future Force Foundation have done a fantastic job in bringing through players, and I think, you know, over 75% of the players they brought through their academy have come through to a professional contract, whether that is with the Western Force or one of the other Super Rugby teams. So there is a platform there, and we are doing all the right things. It's just, it's a numbers game at the end of the day, and hopefully we can increase our participation numbers and ultimately have more players there identified for professional contracts.
Yeah. Great to see the Western Force ladies in it as well, and hopefully we'll see next year after the first year of the under-18s that Western Force under-18s and ladies will be part of it as well. So great to have big sponsors there like Altrad as well. They've come out of the left field, not only sponsoring the Force, but the All Blacks as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Women's sport's growing big time, and women's rugby is growing exponentially. We want to keep that going and we want to increase the quality as well. So it's great to have the Classic Wallaroos here all part of it today.
We'll leave that for now, Nathan. Thank you for your time. Wish you all the best as you run the Western Force. But great you're part of the Classic Wallabies. If you want to be part of them at all, just go to westernforce.com.au or go to classicwallabies.com.au.